The diversity and beauty of life can be overpowering. How can one begin to understand such complexity? There are millions of different species in the biosphere, ranging from single-celled microorganisms to massive trees and mammals. They have colonized all corners of the Earth's surface, from the equator to the poles, the ocean depths to the Himalayas. Individual organisms clearly have order and structure. Their cells are grouped into tissues and organs which act in concert to support essential processes such as respiration, photosynthesis and nutrient uptake. Do groups of individuals have a similarly definable and predictable structure? And if they do, how can we set about discovering it? The first and most apparent way of grouping things is according to their appearance. We automatically think of there being different kinds of organisms, many of which live in groups or communities. This identification of groups or species is the basis of classifying life. Most animals, at least, can be further divided into males and females, which may differ dramatically in external appearance. Having separate males and females is not the only way of reproducing. Reproduction is a basic function of life, with many types of animals caring for their young. It can sometimes be hard to tell whether adults and immatures belong to the same species, with some animals, such as insects, having very different appearances at different life cycle stages. Organisms belonging to the same species share a common evolutionary ancestry. Closely related species with similar ancestries are often very like each other in appearance. Once the species question has been sorted out, we can turn to which kinds of species are together, which groupings of species we find in different ecosystems, and where these different ecosystems are found. Organisms within ecosystems do not occur in isolation. They interact with other organisms. How an organism obtains its energy has the greatest influence on how it interacts with others. Green plants form the base of many ecosystems. They're eaten by herbivores, which are in turn eaten by others, forming food chains. While it is individual animals and plants that interact with each other, the consequences of the interactions may be evident at both the population and community levels. Successful predators will make their prey rarer, and certain species may be excluded entirely from communities if they are out-competed, as has happened when goats are introduced to isolated islands. Because of the effects of interactions between species and because abiotic conditions can change, communities are dynamic entities. Across evolutionary timescales, species and whole groups of organisms appear and eventually become extinct, in doing so changing the composition of the communities where they were found.